Vikings Country with John Sullivan on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with John Sullivan is presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, located on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings center John Sullivan, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
We had a premature cheer already here at Dick's Last Resort for Vikings Country. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Vikings Country. Now's where we make a little noise. Sitting up on stage here with our center, John Sullivan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Muss. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very disappointed in you.
Why is that?
Just from the get-go. I was so pumped. I even tried to start growing facial hair, and I have a hair equator where everything above the lip does not grow, but everything, it's a mess. But when you came out in preseason with that awesome, awesome Frank Fontana, Brian Fontana, that's right, from Anchorman, looking beard, that was awesome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I wanted to keep it. I shaved it in kind of as a last-minute thing right before we left for Houston.
Right.
You know, I rocked it for the game. I was going to shave it before then because I didn't want to make a mockery out of the fourth preseason game. But I was convinced to keep it by the other guys. And when I got home, my girlfriend was not very happy about it. So it wasn't worth the fight.
You would think that would be like kind of like the perfect thing for the girlfriend because you still get the beard, but she gets the kissing area, you know?
No, I don't. It didn't work for her. I don't even know if you classify it as a beard or a mustache. It was something, though.
It was awesome, is what it was.
I appreciate
it. It was just a sheer damn awesomeness is what it was. We are here at Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, Mall of America. It's the fourth floor. We're here every Wednesday, starting up at 6:30. Last week, Chad Greenway started off the shows with us. Next week, we got Christian Ponder coming out here. Yeah, that's very exciting. Last week, Greenway, he said that there's something about O-linemen and beards, how they have this unbelievable ability to grow beards. They don't even have to try. Like from birth, they're just, boom, beards.
Yeah. I've always been pretty hairy, I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit of a trade-off, though.
This didn't just happen?
If you grow hair on your face well, you also grow it on your upper arms and back very well.
Really?
Which is not so desirable, so I have to deal with that. So,
in any way, does that help you at center?
I think it makes you look a little bit tough. I hate like the program pictures because they'll have like a picture from that they pulled from one of the games, obviously, and they enhance them and it enhances your arm hair against your skin. So like everything looks so much more pronounced and it's embarrassing. But
you know, right. The funny thing is too is that before getting ready for the show, I thought, well, you know, look, we've hung out a couple times. Well, I'll look up some stuff on John and I Googled you, and I swear, like every third picture was of you with your shirt off out on Lake Minnetonka.
That did happen quite a bit this summer, yeah.
We got a woo from the back. I love that. That's absolutely fabulous. The other thing Greenway did point out, though, is that we were talking about this. He said, you know, offensive linemen can just let themselves be a complete mess. Mm-hmm. And actually, the more of a mess, probably the better the player.
You know, I don't know if it exactly equates that way, but you do see a lot of guys that grow their hair long that have, you know, very unkempt. They don't really take care of themselves. Somehow it's a point of pride. I'll go through phases like that,
right,
obviously. But I don't see it as directly equating to how good of a player you are.
Who's truly, like, just the biggest mess? I don't want to go flat-out gross, but I want to just say, who is just, like, working the optimum of just being a mess?
You know,
someone on the line. It's
you
not
think
you.
About, or are you talking about on the Vikings or just around the league?
No, well, let's start with the Vikings.
Well, I mean,
first.
Look at Charlie Johnson's little chin goatee thing that he's got going on. I mean, that hair's maxed out in terms of length. It's nasty looking. The funny part is, when I did have my beard and mustache, we talked about everybody, you know, shaving in something crazy.
Right.
We're going to do, like, chops and a Fu Manchu on
nice.
Khalil, but, you know, that kind of went by the wayside pretty quickly.
Now, we were asking this morning, we were talking about this, movies. And we've already kind of touched a little bit that you're kind of going for that bare knuckle fighting kind of look that you had going on with the beard and stuff like that. For dudes, what one movie you got to absolutely watch?
You know,
just to hold on to your man card, you got to at least say, I've seen that. Maybe own it.
I mean, if you're going from like a football perspective, I think of The Program.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Is that the closest, would you say, to...
No, there's literally no reality in that movie whatsoever. You know, there's no guy on steroids lifting 315 over his head 40 times. And, you know, the place at the table, headbutting out car windows. It's got no place in the real world, but it is entertaining. And guys will watch it to get fired up just because it's so ridiculous.
Right. But in general, I mean, any other movie outside of... outside of that?
No, I mean, that's one of them.
Tombstone's got to come to mind.
Tombstone's great, yeah.
You got to have that.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that actually right before I shaved in the mustache, yeah.
It's beautiful. Good
I caught it right as, you know, the Wyatt Earp's brothers are leaving town, or his brother's leaving town, and has the whole line with, yeah, I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
Yeah.
I mean, gives you goosebumps every time.
How do you not get charged up watching that? That's just being a man right there. I like talking about manly stuff because I normally during my show in the morning on K102, I'm surrounded by estrogen, so I never get to talk like this. So
that will happen.
It's kind of cool to hang out with a hairy guy and talk movies.
I appreciate you insulting me on the radio. Thanks, Mark.
Madden football. Now, are you a gamer?
No, you know, I played a lot of video games in college, and I did early on in the NFL. And then when I moved up here, I started shooting sporting clays, which I didn't do too much in 2012. I moved in a new house, renovating, you know, taking care of all that stuff, spending time on Minnetonka like you talked about before.
Right.
But
with your shirt off.
Yeah, exactly. I decided one day that I was going to stay in and play video games instead of go shoot sporting clays.
Right.
And I had like an epiphany, and I just felt like so pathetic that I was going to sit inside and like pretend to shoot guns instead of actually go do it.
Right.
So from that moment on, I haven't played a video game since.
You've been in leagues and stuff like that too with the clays, right?
Yeah, yeah. I joined a league with a group of guys that used to work at Toro.
Okay.
And started shooting league down there and did that 2009, 2010, a little bit in 2011, but not as much. And then I moved a little bit away from it this year, but hopefully I'll get back into it eventually.
Now, are you doing over-unders? Or
Yeah, I had a Beretta S686E over-under with 30-inch barrels.
God, that all sounds really cool. I don't know what the hell he meant. Just talked and said there, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, I was pretty novice, but I enjoyed it. I had fun, and the guys coached me up really well.
How did you even find that? I mean, was that something that you done? Were you a hunter or anything like that?
No, I had never shot, really. I just wanted to find something that I felt was, you know, Midwestern, Minnesotan.
Yeah, you wanted to fit in?
I figured shotgun sports sounded
cool. So if you're not going to sit on your ass playing Madden, you're certainly not going to do a whole lot of ice fishing then, I'm guessing.
No, I mean, that's active, you know, and it's exciting, and you can drink while you're doing it.
When the rattle reels go off, yeah, it gets really exciting.
Yeah, I've gone up to Lake of the Woods the past couple of years with Klein Saucer and Hutch.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've been catching some walleye.
Do they make a shanty that's big enough for the three of you guys? Because I've seen the photos, and not one of you is standing up.
We actually, no, it's definitely not tall enough. And we actually got a fourth guy in there, too, a guy named Tom West, who's in our PR department.
Yeah,
he's the man. But, this past year we didn't do all that well, so it was, you know, pretty raucous when we actually did catch a fish when we were up there.
Very nice. Yeah. Here with John Sullivan, this is Vikings Country. Again, you can come out here to Dick's Last Resort Bar and Grill. We are here on the fourth floor of Mall of America every Wednesday for Vikings Country. It starts up at 6:30. It only goes till 7 o'clock, so stop on out here. You can get autographs and the whole works. And, of course, catch it on FSN on Sunday mornings at 11. So, you know, face for radio. They put us on TV. This is great.
That's bad.
It's good for you. Me, it's just horrible.
Yeah, no, there's a reason I wear a helmet.
You're a competitive guy all the way around, I would guess, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you don't play in the NFL. You don't sit at the position that you sit at without being competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
Aside from the clays, on the road, in the locker room, what is the competitive nature? What do you guys really get into?
You know, I don't compete too much. I know certain guys will play, you know, DS and play Mario Kart against each other. There will be card games, all those things. But actually, my big thing is I do crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
And Charlie Johnson and I, it's not competitive. We work together.
Okay.
But it used to be Charlie, myself, and Hutch. And then when Hutch went to Tennessee, obviously we can't do long-distance crossword puzzles with him.
Well, you can do words with friends.
Yeah. I did
not
that
on a plane, apparently.
I did that for a little while. But no, actually, you can do that on a plane.
Oh, you can?
It's a little weird, yeah. But no, I mean, yeah, I do crossword puzzles. That's really how I keep myself busy. That and, you know, watch film. I'm not overly exciting in terms of, you know.
During season.
Yeah, during the season. Competing in the locker room, I guess.
Yeah. I've been dying to ask you this question ever since you and I met, and I thought, well, I'll wait till we do the show so you can't punch
me in
public.
You mean the day we met when we were wearing the same T-shirt?
That was awesome. That was awesome. Massimo is great.
Yeah.
If you were blindfolded, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
And you got in, you know, you got into position.
Yeah.
And the guys couldn't speak at all, not even utter a word. Would you be able to identify whether it was Ponder, Webb, Favre, or even Jimmy Clausen? Just by them putting their hands up there?
I think I could tell Christian and I could tell Joe Webb because I had both their hands in my crotch today. But
it's just because it's so fresh.
Yeah, it's so fresh in my mind. But no, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen Brett.
Right.
And Clausen, it's been a number of years.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, whoever's hands have been in there recently, I could be able to tell, but... Not the guys that's been a couple years.
They couldn't throw you off maybe by just bringing in like a stranger?
I mean, it's... I don't know if that's what people refer to when they say the stranger, but, you know...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I guess it does make sense.
John Sullivan, let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, this is exciting stuff. We are 1-0, 26-23 over the Jags, ladies and gentlemen. That was an awesome, exciting game. Blair Walsh, he ends up, he's the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. I was joking around with somebody today. I was like, well, he can only go down from here. You know, it's like way to not set the standard too high in your first game. But, no, I mean, NFC Player of the Week, obviously that's an incredible field goal that he hit. Huge pressure situation. And, you know, he's been doing that all preseason long.
Right.
And, you know, the thing I liked about him is everybody's going to make mistakes. Kickers are going to miss kicks. You know, offensive linemen are going to miss blocks. Quarterbacks miss throws. But it's how you respond to those things. And if you look back on our preseason games, if he missed one in one of those games, he came back and he made the next four.
Right.
Which is huge because it means that he's mentally tough. He can get over a mistake and he can come back and he can get the job done. And, I mean, it's a huge testament to his, you know, fortitude that
right.
he was able to hit a 55-yard field goal to end regulation and send us into overtime. Huge kick.
Hoping that he's just not just too young just to realize the position that he was actually
you know what,
in
though,
and
that
he's just...
I mean, in that case, ignorance is bliss. You know, being a little bit naive helps you. You don't
right.
realize how hard wins come, you know, how hard it is to come by a win in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, every single one of those that you can get, you have to capitalize on. You have to get that win. And fortunately, we're sitting at 1-0. It's so much better than being 0-1.
He knows if it's Bonder or Webb. Only because it's so fresh. That one's going to stay in my head here. I'm sure you might hear that.
There's tomorrow. A lot more pressure with Ponder. He pushes
really?
Up a lot harder.
He really,
yeah,
really?
He does.
So
yeah.
You're saying Webb has a little more of a gentle touch?
He's a little more finesse in there.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Just sounds so bad.
We'll talk more about that as we continue here in Vikings country. John Sullivan is with me here. Good seats are still available for all Vikings home games, including Sunday, September 23rd, when the Vikings take on the San Francisco 49ers at Mall of America Field. Go to Vikings.com/tickets, or you can call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000. Another segment coming up here with the Senator John Sullivan on Vikings country on the Fan Radio Network.
Hey, this is John Sullivan, center for the Minnesota Vikings, and you're listening to The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Vikings country. We're here at Dick's Last Resort, Mall of America, fourth floor. What a great place to come and hang out. You get yelled at, which is outstanding, by the servers. You have to wear the hats of shame. They write awful things on there. It's tremendous.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I need to come here and eat.
It's like hanging out at my grandma's house, just minus the fly swatter. She was like the Roger Federer of fly swatters.
I don't get what that means.
She would chase us around the house. If you messed around with my grandmother, she would beat you with the fly swatter.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she was good at it, too.
Yeah. I've seen the wooden spoon once or twice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's you got the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it at all, hanging out with you at all. John Sullivan is here with me, Vikings country. Again, 6:30, we do this every single week. Born in New York State, right?
Yep.
Grew up mostly in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Greenwich?
Greenwich, Connecticut. I was born in Mount Kisco, New York.
Okay.
And then we moved to in August of 85, and then we moved to Greenwich in early 86.
And you were quite a wrestler, too.
I started wrestling in high school, yeah.
Yeah.
And it went pretty well. I really enjoyed that.
You did, what, seventh in nationals? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, seventh at senior nationals my senior year.
You can't always trust Wikipedia because sometimes you look at it and it's like, yeah. He knew Jonas Salk? That's amazing.
That was actually a crossword clue to me.
Jonas Salk, yeah. I could have helped. You call.
Yeah,
you got my number. You texted it.
I was seventh at senior nationals.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then you ended up playing at Notre Dame.
Yep.
Which has got to be an honor for any kid just to play at Notre Dame, that they want you to come play at Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, that offer was huge. And, you know, I had a hard time even, you know, narrowing down my list of schools when I was picking. And really, I could think of reasons not to go everywhere else except for Notre Dame, so it kind of won by default.
Sure.
You know, and it was just, I felt like it was too special of an opportunity to pass up.
And you were a roommate with John Carlson, right?
We were at times, yeah. And it's funny, I actually have family that lives in Litchfield, Minnesota. So
oh, really?
They actually knew the Carlsons better than I had actually never met them before.
Okay.
So they knew John, and then we kind of met through John, except I'm related to them, so...
That's interesting. I thought for a second there that you actually knew Minnesota before coming here, so you knew about the 45-minute stand on a step and not leave and get in the car. The Minnesota Farewell is the longest damn thing ever. It starts like 45 minutes into it. The car now is no longer, it's run out of gas sitting out in the driveway. And your wife is still sitting there saying bye to her mom, even though we just hung out for the last 3 days.
See, my girlfriend's from California, so.
Oh, God bless you.
So, yeah, we're good.
There's nothing wrong with Minnesota girls, but if you are with a Minnesota girl, you will live here eventually.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that. A lot of people that are from here stay here, but I think that's great. You know, I love this community. I'm a part of it. I live here year-round, so I have no problem with people from Minnesota staying here.
No, okay.
So obviously.
with living with John for a little while, what's his most annoying habit? What was the thing you're just like, oh, my God, he steals Triscuits? I don't know, something.
You know, John is almost perfect in every single way.
Oh,
he's like,
really?
Yeah, he's like a...
So
we
that's
always,
the thing
we always
that
said he
you.
Was a hell of a model American. You know, he's almost too nice. You know, like we didn't have a dishwasher at one point when we were living together. He always washed his dishes. I was the slob. You know,
everybody has their role.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I had to fulfill that aspect of the friendship. And
without that, how would he have been the hero?
I was the Cartman in that relationship. So. Yeah.
You know, this summer I got a chance to hang out with Christian Ponder and Coach Johnson as well.
Yeah.
And I asked him this. I asked both of them point blank. I said, if John Sullivan had a cannon of an arm, could run like a 4.440, and you guys let him get down to like 230 pounds, you allowed him to do that, would he still be good-looking enough to actually be quarterback? And they both said no.
No, definitely not. They're definitely right about that.
What is it about quarterbacks? Do you have to be good-looking? I mean, because there's only been a couple of them where you go, whew. Surprising that you made it.
I mean, look, Ponder's a good-looking guy, but I also played at Notre Dame with Brady Quinn, who's like, you know, model.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Don't I know it.
So. This is an awkward conversation, but they're all good-looking.
Get used to this.
They just are.
Country.
I mean, they just are. I don't live up to that standard.
It's like a prerequisite or something like that. Like, you know, God, this kid was really good. He's off the charts, but good Lord, we can't put him on the poster.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if, you know, like a kid didn't get a scholarship offer because he wasn't good looking enough to go play?
And that's what they said. Well, quite
I'm
frankly,
just kidding. That would be horrible.
Well, quite frankly, the guy's ugly as sin, and we just can't have him on this team, and that's why he did not make it. And of course, it's going to be a team from the South.
Yeah.
Vikings country, John Sullivan, I am Musk. So obviously, you're a big dude. You work out and stuff like that. I'm guessing that you probably have a fair amount of friends who are like, hey, we need the refrigerator moved. Let's call John.
Yeah. I also have a pickup truck.
Oh.
But I refuse to help people move anything.
Right.
And my reasoning is if I were to hurt myself, it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather donate to the cause and help them pay someone to help them move if I really feel that obligated, which I never do.
You could always say it's in the contract.
Yeah. But the other thing is I won't ask anybody for help moving anything.
Right.
You know, so I figure that's fair. That's a good trade-off.
But that's not what people do. Is you're a big dude, they want you to go move crap.
I know. It's terrible.
I'm a DJ. You have no idea the amount of crap they've asked me to host and be a part of, including this show.
Isn't moving the worst, though?
Moving's absolutely horrible.
I moved out of my house. I moved in with Kyle Rudolph while my girlfriend and I were renovating our new home.
Yeah.
Then we moved from his townhouse into a different house.
Oh.
And then we had to move out of that townhouse into our new house once it was ready. So I had like three or four moves this off-season alone.
Ish.
It was just brutal.
Ugh.
Hate that.
Did you do the dishes when you're at Rudolph's house?
No, we had a dishwasher.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I always wonder about that is if do proctologists get the same thing? You know, if you got a friend who's a proctologist, do you think that they ever get a call? You got to assume they're going to get one call from one friend like, dude, I think I got this deal, but I don't want to go pay my copay.
It's like the...
Do a brother a friend.
It's like the scene in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You know, I mean, like, if you're a dentist, hey, what the heck? You got some tools at home? Hey, I got this thing. Just go ahead and take care of it.
They probably do. I mean, at least they're using their expertise. And
right.
They're not just some big guy that people are like, oh, you're a big fat guy. You want to come help me move this? No.
Well, let me look at your hands first, at the very least, if you're talking about the proctologist. Maybe a hitman. You know, who knows? Maybe you got one that's a neighbor and you are pissed off about the guy who lets the weeds grow in his yard. Who knows? It's just one more. You're on your way to work. Who cares?
That's a good point.
It could happen
that's
that
good
way.
Point.
These are really, honestly, the stupid conversations that we're going to have during this Vikings
I like
country.
It.
All right.
This is my favorite.
Okay. This week's Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We actually do talk a little bit of football, not a whole lot, but we do talk a little bit of it. What does it mean to have Adrian Peterson back with the Minnesota Vikings and getting the start and two touchdowns?
It's huge. I mean, what he did last week speaks for itself. It's a testament to the hard work he put in, our training staff, you know, the leadership of Coach Frazier and, you know, making sure that everybody was cautious, not rushing things. obviously he makes us a better team. He's the best running back in the league.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we understand that it's still a progression. You know, he's still, you know, 7-8 months off of, or 9-10 months, I guess, away from the surgery. But
right.
It's still fresh. So I don't know how the game, what the game plan holds for him. But at the same time, I trust his, you know, his judgment, our training staff's judgment, and Coach Frazier's judgment. And you know, we're happy to have him.
1-0 going into Indy this week against the Colts. And last year, of course, you spent a lot of time with Christian Ponder and his rookie season and stuff like that. What is Andrew Luck going to be looking at with a rookie season that, you know, I mean, a lot of people just don't know that they're going to have to look at?
You know, things are changing in the NFL. Rookie quarterbacks are coming in and they're more prepared than they've ever been before to, you know, run offenses. A lot of the times the offenses are tailored around these rookies. So Andrew Luck is one of the most, you know, professional-ready quarterbacks that's ever come out of the NFL draft. He's looked incredible so far. And it's going to be a huge challenge to stop that Colts offense. I know it can be difficult at times. There are always going to be growing pains. But I feel like whether it's your rookie year, whether it's year five, like where I am, you know, I'm constantly trying to get better. And I still go through things where I'm like, man, I wish I was more experienced so I would have known what to do in this situation. So that's going to continue throughout the course of your career. But, you know, you can't sleep on him just because he's a rookie.
You know, we talked a lot of football there, so thank God we can move on. Vikings country here, John Sullivan, I am us. So we know that our buddy Hutch, you know, he's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But Chad's still living down the street. You got to think he's got to have the garage code. I have a bit idea I think we should do. Because I'm sure he's, like, getting the trash out or something like that.
Okay.
I think we should go over to Hutch's house and start sending him a bunch of photos of us, like, drinking his booze. You know, like, you know, I'll put on some of his clothes and look like a little kid who's wearing his dad's stuff.
I'm down. I mean, yeah. If you can get the garage code, I'm willing to go over there. But
go into the guitar room and send him photos of us naked just with the guitar in front of it.
We'll have to do that individually. But, yeah, that's it sounds like a good idea.
That was too much? I went too far?
A little bit. Just slight step over the line.
John Sullivan, I am us. This is Vikings Country. Dick's Last Resort is proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday night beginning at 6:30. You can join us next week. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway here at Dick's Last Resort on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Vikings Country has been presented by Dick's Last Resort and Bar and Restaurant here at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. We'll be back next week. This is Vikings Country on the Fan Radio Network.